Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Hey, my friend, welcome back to the podcast for episode number 446 here of the show. This is a best of episode, and this episode first aired in January of this year, very early in 2020. And I chose this episode very specifically to do an encore of for you because this is a reoccurring theme for why people are not getting the results that they want with their Facebook and Instagram ads. And it has to do with understanding your target customer, your ideal target customer, who you want to attract into your business. It's something I see coming up over and over and over. And I just want to help you right now with this. And this understanding, this is the unsexy stuff, my friend. This is the foundational marketing principles of your business. But yet, we try and understand our target customer. Like we think we understand my ICA, right? But the way that the ICA, quote unquote, gets thrown around is not, I want to challenge you to go deeper, right? Because how the ICA is taught in ideal customer avatar, by the way, is taught in the online space, in my view, is not deep enough to get the type of understanding that you need for your target customers and get your ads to work and get your emails to convert and get your sales pages to convert, to get your opt-in pages to convert the way that they should, okay? I want you to go deeper on your understanding of your ideal target customer. And that is what today's quick tip is all about. It's going deeper. It's getting into having a holistic understanding, as I like to say, of your ideal target customer so that not only can you improve your actual targeting of your ads from within Ads Manager, but also how you're speaking to them, your messaging, your copy, etc. Okay, super, super important episode. It's one of the most highly downloaded episodes of 2020. It's that important. Okay, so that is why I wanted to reshare it with you again. Also, real quick, if you've not yet taken my business blind spot quiz, people are loving it. People are loving the direct feedback. It's basically coaching within a quiz. Okay, so take the quiz. It's the your business blind spot quiz. Okay, what this is going to do, we all have blind spots in our business, right? So depending on where you are at in your business, I'm going to help you identify through the quiz what your main blind spots are and give you strategies for how to overcome them. It's really, really cool how we've created this quiz for you, and the feedback's been awesome. Go to rickmulready.com/quiz. Okay. All right. Without further ado, let's dive into the best of episode of the quick tip regarding understanding your target customers way, way better to improve your results with your ads. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. this podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast here. This is another quick tip episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you for doing that. With these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue. And today, I want to talk about targeting, specifically how understanding your ideal customer avatar, your ICA, as it gets thrown around a lot, that term, can make or break your ads. Can make or break your Facebook or Instagram ads. It can make or break any marketing that you're doing. But for today's episode, I want to focus on from an ads perspective. Now, like I said, the ICA term gets thrown around a lot. The problem that I have with it from an ads perspective is when we define who our ICA is, it doesn't go deep enough and also wide enough for having it be really effective for ad targeting. Here's what I mean by that, right? So when we're talking about our ICA, defining our ICA, we give that person a name, age, you know, they're 35 years old and, you know, their name is Sally and Sally drives to work 20 minutes each way, morning and night. And she does this and, you know, she does this on the weekend. She's got two kids and she lives in, you know, suburbia somewhere, something like that, right? Now, but when it comes to your ads, you've got to have what I call a holistic understanding of your target customer, okay? So for example, and how it relates to ad targeting and setting up your ad targeting and ensuring that your ad is getting in front of your exact target customer, in addition to those types of things that I just mentioned, like Sally, 35 years old, she drives to and from, you know, that sort of thing, you've got to understand the types of brands that your ICA is interested in. What are their interests? What do they do on the weekends? Who are your competitors that your ICA might also be interested in? Who else do they follow online? What associations are they a part of? What conferences do they attend? What books do they read? What TV shows do they watch? What movies do they watch? Where do they shop? You know, do they shop at Whole Foods, for example? Okay. Because when you don't have this kind of holistic understanding of your ideal customer avatar from an ads perspective, you're missing a big opportunity to find your ideal target customers on Facebook and Instagram, right? And I like to use the yoga niche as an example. And so the obvious example is I can be targeting, you know, I'm probably gonna be targeting women between what, 35 and 50, maybe, who have an interest in yoga. Yes, for sure. I would test that. But I would also test, again, I need to think, am I yelling into the microphone right now? I feel like I'm yelling. I get all excited about this. I also want to look at what brands are people who have an interest in yoga interested in. Where do they shop? What types of books do they read? What magazines do they read? What publications do they read? Do they attend conferences? Are they a part of associations? What else might they be interested in their life? If they're doing yoga, they're probably interested in eating healthy, right? So when we have that level of understanding of our ICA, that can make your ads. But the problem is that most people, when they're thinking about their target customer, don't go to that level. And going to that level is what's going to allow you to really leverage Facebook's targeting to getting your ads in front of your target customer on both Facebook and Instagram, right? So going back to the yoga niche, maybe they're probably shopping at brands like Lululemon or Lorna Jane or Athleta or something like that. Maybe they're shopping at Whole Foods, you know? Maybe, you know, again, going back to the healthy eating, do I know that this is where my target audience is? No, but I'm making a pretty darn good educated guess that at least some of my ICA, some of my ideal audience and customers are interested in brands like that. Maybe they read Yoga Journal magazine. Maybe they're interested in brands like Gaia, for example. Don't they make like yoga mats and so forth, right? When we have that level of understanding, that is what's going to set you up for success when it comes to targeting your ads. The other thing, the other piece of this is really niching down to one or two maybe ideal customer avatars. I was having a conversation the other day with one of my new members of my Accelerator Mastermind. And she was telling me who she serves in her business. And she was rattling off like six or seven different types of people. You know, I think she was saying like engineers and project managers and people who sell from stage and this person and that person. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, and she told me that she had done ads before. And I was like, you know, I knew the answer to this before I even asked it. I said, how'd your ads do? She's like, well, they were a flop. And one of the first things that, you know, that I hear there is that she's speaking to too many different people as her ideal customer avatar. And so when we can hone that in, when we can narrow down that ICA and speak to that person, speak to their pain points, their challenges, what they're going through, what the transformation that's available to them on the other end of whatever your offer is for your ads, that's when our ads are going to be so much more effective, right? Because when we're looking at targeting eight different, when we have eight different ICAs, well, holy cow, that is, I mean, we might be able to help eight different people, you know, eight different types of, you know, ideal customer avatars, but holy cow, let's narrow that down and make it easier on ourselves. Who do we really want to serve? And so I'd encourage you, as you're thinking about your business and your ICA, number one, have you honed in on an ideal customer avatar? Have you honed in on one, maybe two different types? I'd really highly encourage you to do one. Pick one type of person, right? You heard, if you've not heard Wednesday's episode of this week, I talk with Kate Dillon, who serves race car drivers. And she serves, in her e-commerce business, she serves race car drivers who use a specific kind of engine. Like, holy cow, how specific is that? And when you get that specific, you can talk to directly to your target audience. So the more specific and the more niche that you can be in who you are serving, that is not only going to allow you to speak to that ideal customer avatar in your ads, but it's also going to set you up for success because you're going to be able to leverage from a holistic understanding, right? All the different, like the brands, where do they shop? What are they interested in? What do they read? What do they watch? All that stuff. Then you can leverage Facebook's targeting opportunities to your advantage to get your ads in front of your ideal target customers and speak to them because you fully understand who your ICA is, what challenges that they have, what pain points they have, and how you can specifically help them and talk to them on their level. And I don't mean that like in a negative way. I mean like, you know, if you understand, when you understand your target customer, you get to speak to them in the way that they're going to understand it. Okay. So understanding your ICA can make or break your ads in any, I mean, all of your marketing, but specifically today, we're talking about your ads. So make sure that you understand who your ideal customer avatar is on a very deep level, but also go broad too from a holistic understanding so that you can leverage Facebook's targeting capabilities to get your ads in front of your exact target customers on Facebook and on Instagram. Okay. All right. Again, just a reminder, Tuesday, January 21st at 9 a.m. We're diving into this tenfold than what we covered here today. Brand new ads targeting workshop, how to attract and get in front of your exact target audience on Facebook and on Instagram. Like what we just talked about today, I'm going to be taking you through an actual example right on screen. We're going to be doing about a 2-hour workshop, including Q&A, all about ads targeting. Okay. So make sure to register rickmulready.com/targeting workshop. Even if you can't attend that time live, definitely register and you'll get a recording of the training. So I will see you on that training. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I super appreciate you listening to this podcast each and every week, both on Wednesdays and on Fridays. I've got some amazing episodes coming your way, if I do say so myself. I am super, super excited about what I've got coming your way on the podcast this year and coming up here in the coming weeks especially. So again, thank you so much for listening. Super appreciate it. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business Podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.